You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So I hope you're doing well. It's definitely a challenging time that we're all in, but also a very liberating time. And this new moon in Taurus that is exact at 7:26 p.m., April 22nd, is a dynamic, liberating, very creative energy that we can all tap into to set new intentions. And the new moons are always wonderful. You know, it's our monthly chance to set our intentions and to, it's like planting seeds. And the clearer you are about what you want to create, the better. And if you're not clear, that's okay too, because we are in a very sort of dynamic, the truth isn't kind of clear time. So there is, I mean, especially if you are somebody who's affected right now and have lost your means of employment, or, you know, maybe you're in school and school's not on anymore, you're in university or something that has been directly affected, it can be very, you know, destabilizing, because it is destabilizing to have everything that you thought was important obviously not important anymore because you're not doing it. So hopefully if that is the position you're in, you'll be able to kind of tap into this energy in a very creative way and open up to ways in which you can become independent. And the new moon is exactly conjoined Uranus, and Uranus is powerful. It's like a liberator. It's the change maker. It's the higher mind. It's creative, but also kind of on the fringe and an innovator, and brings in new ways of doing things. And it really is true. Like, it's the ruler of the internet. It's the ruler of astrology. It's a communicator of unusual concepts and ideas. And it really is the status quo breaker. So if you are experiencing, it can create also too, we have Mercury in Aries, which creates this rebellion, this desire to like not go with the status quo, to do things your own way, to connect with what feels true to you and like follow your own urges. So it's quite, there is, I mean, if you're paying attention to the news or anything right now, there is a lot of controversy in the world. There's a lot of different ideas. There's people rising up against what's going on. There's people that, you know, there's, if you look up hashtag film your hospital, it's people going around saying, wait a minute, how come the hospitals are dead? And why is that going on? There's all these questions happening. There was an article in one of the provincial newspapers that talked about the emergency rooms in the part of Canada that I live in being 50% slower than they were last year at this time, because everyone's scared to go to the hospital. So the hospitals are like dead. There's nothing going on there. So there's all kinds of contradictory information. And with Jupiter and Pluto being tied in with Mercury during this, there is like, there's a liberation of ideas and thoughts. And there's a, you know, getting down to the root of things, pulling out the truth. And Jupiter wants justice. And no wonder people are feeling, you know, there's polarization going on. So there's all kinds of, it's very much reflected in the chart. But there's also, you know, people standing in their power, deciding what is true for them and who they are in the world, and getting kind of brave and independent. And that's kind of what we all need to be, is brave and independent ultimately, so that when we are codependent or interdependent, then we're all whole individuals able to stand on our own two feet. So there is like a liberation of all of our own individuality going on right now. But in a way, because it's Taurus and it's ruled by Venus, it's actually, you know, it can be very sweet, comes to mind, but it could be like a very creative and grounded and practical and methodical kind of process. It doesn't have to be, you know, violent and terrible. And it can be a very, you know, obvious next step kind of process. We do have, I think that this is actually wonderful, because we do have Pluto and Uranus in Cap, not Pluto and Uranus, Pluto and Jupiter fused together still. This is going to go on all year, but it's fused together in Capricorn. And when Pluto and Jupiter come together, it's a signature of wealth in someone's birth chart. So it kind of makes me think that anything that you begin right now, any sort of creative endeavor that you begin, anything that maybe you finally finish or you finally get to, or you pick back up and you're like, hey, this idea has some life, but I never had any time before to focus on this idea. Those sorts of things could be very powerful and very successful, like wealth building successful. So, and not only that, if you have any, if you're into investing, if you have a portfolio, that, or if you never have before, now's a good time to get into that. When the financial markets are so unstable, there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of, I mean, it's like anything. When things are unstable, you don't know how it's all going to go, which makes anything possible. So it is a very rich, creative time. And if you have the wherewithal to invest money, then have a look around, sniff around, see what you're drawn to. You know, do some reading and learning and make investments. If you're not going to invest like in the market, you could invest in your own self and your own life and focus on your own creativity and what you as an individual can bring to this world that we're all living in together, the collective soup that we swim in. It's very powerful. I can't really underestimate that. And I think that there's this real obvious... Venus is in Gemini right now. Also, where it is at 15 degrees can signify wealth. And Venus in Gemini is aware of all, you know, Gemini in general is like the butterfly, and it likes to sample all kinds of ideas and all kinds of truths. And there's all kinds of realities in the world of Gemini. Often they're, you know, the good and the bad and the dark and the light are at war or, you know, polarized in within this Gemini reality. And Venus being there, I think it kind of really highlights the fact that we are living in a time of kind of multi-dimensional reality. And I think that we've always lived in multi-dimensional reality, but right now it's even more, right now the reality is even more obvious. The fact that there are layers to the reality that we live in. And I do believe that that is something that's true always, but there's something with the nature of the time that we're in now that makes it even more obvious or more, you know, the reality of that is more clear. So just be aware of that. Like my reality and what I'm experiencing during this like time in the world and your reality and someone else's, like all different layers of reality, which very much highlights that we all do live in our own kind of created reality. It's very interesting, actually. Neptune is still like actively making things unclear, and it's very strong, and it's kind of dissolving boundaries and dissolving reality. And it's also, it can have to do with, you know, untruths and deceit and things like that, but it can also have to do with infections and viruses and also like the hidden enemy, that sort of thing. So it can be helpful, and it can also be, you know, depending on how it ties up with you and your birth chart and how you relate to it. But to make the most of this new moon, it would be a wonderful time to like get grounded, get turned within, maybe do some qigong or some yoga or something that helps you breathing is always so important, something that helps you focus within, you know, connect into your heart and focus on what you need to be grounded in, how you need to be showing up in this time. And it could be like because of like Taurus being the ruler of this Venus, there is this sort of ability to tap into contentment. There's an ability to feel patient. There's knowing what your self-worth is very, you can feel innately that you're worthy with this energy. And you can tap into what is beautiful for you and what grounds you, what makes you feel content, and figure out what your method is going to be. Like maybe you need to have a morning practice, or maybe you should do morning pages or yoga in the morning, or meditation, all those things obviously are helpful, and probably doing all of them would be, you know, even more helpful. So find a way to create some sort of routine for yourself, because Taurus flourishes with routine. It's not very comfortable when, for instance, Uranus is right on top of it, because Uranus is like, what routine? Like, I want to go my way. I want to do it when I want to do it. I want to do it how I want to do it. So there is like, it's a very different, those two energies coming together. It's unpredictable. So the only thing that you can predict is, you know, maybe that you get up in the morning and do your breathing exercises or your yoga, or you've created some kind of method and you're just going to keep following that. That will be incredibly rewarding and productive for you right now. It also, we have, let's just see here, what else is important? I guess the Jupiter and the Pluto wealth sowing seeds are important. Jupiter is like so expansive too. Like, it wants us to grow. It wants us to evolve. Pluto wants us to evolve as well. So when you're tapping into the beneficial, benevolent energy of these two signs, then you're tapping into great, great power, and power that can change realities. And I do think that we're going through a reality shift right now as a humanity, and that we've ultimately been here to, we've been born for this. We were born to be here and to be ready when this happened. So, and I mean, again, this is many layers of reality we're talking about. So if you can just come into your center and use the tools that you've been collecting all of these years, and keep your focus very clear on what you want to create and how you want this to turn out for yourself and for the plant and the animal and the mineral kingdom and humanity, always focus on all of us. That will help to kind of ground the energy and make sure that the outcome is of the highest order for all of us. Like, who knows what's going on here, but I have a feeling that there is much light and liberation that's occurring that we didn't even maybe know needed to occur. And so though maybe one thing is happening that kind of kicked it all off, another thing is happening because of it. Like, the waters are clear, the skies are clear. There's no, like, you know, I'm sure that the chemtrail planes aren't out over, you know, out right now, unless that's considered an essential service. I might be wrong. But there is definitely like an opening and a quiet that the earth very rarely feels. And hopefully too, they do keep us on lockdown for another month or whatever, because then the earth will even further heal. And with Taurus being the sign that we're traveling through right now, it's so earthy and earth mother and connected to the flowers and the sky and the birds and the bees and the animals, and so grounded and sensuous, and, you know, enjoys their feet in the grass and their hands in the dirt and sensuous, you know, Egyptian cotton or the smell of coffee percolating or onion stir frying or whatever it is that makes you feel that, like, oh, I'm at home here on earth. We can all tap into that right now. And hopefully this time is, it really can be a time where you become a liberated individual and you can use that Mercury, fiery Aries energy to spark that, to keep going with that sort of self-serving. I always think of Aries as very kind of self-serving, because it's like, it's in that child energy where, you know, children mostly think of what they want first. So there is that, which can help us tap into what our inner child needs. Like, what does little you need to be happy? What does little you need to play and to have joy and have fun and freedom and feel you're in your own power, and that you're, you know, a warrior that can lead your life freely and independently? What do you need? That's a wonderful thing to ask yourself at this time. Like, what do you need? What do you need to create? What will make you feel secure and independent and happy and free? And if you can tap into that, then you can start planting the seeds, ideally during this new moon phase, which we got about 48 hours to tap into it after the exact moment. What are the seeds you need to plant? Saturn is kind of tied into all this as well, giving us like the focus, the like, it's in Aquarius, so it's functioning in a more kind of electric like uplifted way, maybe less burdensome than usual, less kind of Saturn in the liberator. It's here to like work for liberation. It's here to work to free you and help you become independent and help you tap into the discipline and the focus that's needed to create this reality that you need to create for yourself, that we all need to create for ourselves. So Saturn as an awareness of the need for discipline and that we do have to get going. We can't just sit around eating bonbons. We have a lot. What is even a bonbon? Is that like, I don't even know what a bonbon is. That's funny. I say it a lot, but I definitely don't eat bonbons because I'm not even sure what they are. Although I imagine it's some kind of like chocolate candy, but maybe I should look that up. Some kind of sweet, probably refined sugar. We shouldn't eat them. We definitely shouldn't sit around eating them right now because we've got this dynamic energy supporting us in this very like liberated, but methodical and grounded. Like we can enjoy the process. We can feel content in the process. We don't have to feel afraid. We don't have to feel worried or fearful because this energy is here to help lift us up and to liberate us into a much more creative and free and ultimately like more peaceful world. It's pretty amazing. So if you have time, you should make time to write down what you want to create, verbalize it, any kind of artwork. Maybe you could do a sculpture. Maybe you could do a collage. Maybe you could just simply redecorate your bedroom or the house or get out in your garden would be a really wonderful thing to do right now. But definitely make note of what seeds you're planting with this new moon in Taurus, because it's a powerful time. It really is. So that's the new moon. And then I'll just go over some of the aspects that we have coming up following the new moon, which is also a powerful time. So we do have, right after the new moon on Wednesday, we have an interesting kind of dynamic. We're still going to be very much feeling the moon and Uranus connected until the moon moves away. And then it's going to be squaring Mars. So it might like give us this, again, this sort of fiery, there's a fiery kind of vibe. We do, because of on the new moon, I forgot to mention that actually, that's an important one. There is a trine that is between Venus and Mars. And Mars is in Aquarius and Venus is in Gemini. And the trine, it really does, like it's like love. It's like a wonderful, lovey energy that can help us, I guess it's like a goodwill energy and maybe even connect with our community because it's Gemini and Gemini is very social and likes to chit-chat and get around and meet and discuss. And in Mars in Aquarius, same thing. Their signs are very social, right? They do like to connect. So I imagine if you can't get out and socialize in the real world, socializing through platforms like Zoom or Skype or FaceTime, or there's a million of them now, can be a way that we can use the technology, Mars in Aquarius, to communicate Venus and Gemini. So maybe, you know, you might actually have, I thought about all the singles out there in the world and how unfortunate it would be to be single in this time because you couldn't actually like get together or go on a date. But you still could lay the foundation, especially with this aspect between Mars and Venus and the air signs, of a future relationship. So don't be afraid to online date. Like, look around, see who might be there. There's probably maybe more people there than would be there on average. And that will give you a bigger sea of fish to choose from. So don't let the fact that we are on lockdown stop you from, you know, finding your soulmate or seeking your significant other, because that there is like luck around that right now. And luck with communications and in sort of the humanitarian efforts that we make, they're going to really make a difference. So group meditation, oh, this is an interesting thing. On April 4th, there was a worldwide meditation and I shared some info about it and lots of people did. It was everywhere. And I don't know if you know what the Schumann resonance is, but it's basically, it's like a measure of the hum of the earth or the vibrational frequency that the earth gives off. And in the last few years, it's started to spike in unusual ways. It used to be very level and not change very much. But in the last few years, it's definitely been spikes in this resonance. But during that worldwide meditation, there was a massive spike in the Schumann resonance. So it is in a way like a measurement of the frequency of the earth. And that frequency on April 4th definitely changed. And this might actually be scientific evidence that we as a humanity and a collective in the galaxy can change things with our focus and our intention. And so do when you're focusing, like know that it makes a difference, that you're stirring the soup of reality with your intention and your focus. And when we do it together as a collective, it is super powerful. So keep that in mind next time you sit to meditate and know that you are like tapping into a frequency of other points of light that are also meditating and focusing on the good of the planet and the greatest and most beneficial outcome for all of all earthlings ultimately and on all of us in the galaxy. That's kind of an interesting little thing. You can even look it up. If you look up the Schumann resonance on April 4th, you'll find information about that. So we do have, right before the new moon, we did have like a square with the sun and Saturn, which can feel heavy. So Saturn does kind of keep coming in and out, being supportive, and then also feeling like kind of a burden, which it tends to do. We do have coming up on the Friday, a lovely trine with, again, the moon going is in Taurus, and it's trining Neptune and Jupiter, giving us support, giving us opportunities at wealth, opportunities at idea making that create wealth, opportunities for opportunities that will bring wealth, which is pretty lucky. On Saturday the 25th, we'll have a square between Mercury in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn. And then it will that same day square Jupiter in Capricorn. So that's the kind of combative energy. The squares, they trigger action. And Mercury is our collective mind, our thinking, our communication. In Aries, again, it's like a warrior. It's a warrior that wants to make change. It's like ruled by Mars. It's not afraid to go into battle. It's not afraid to, you know, fire the weapon or even if the weapons are words. It's just, it can be irrational and impetuous. But it's also brave. And it also stands up for, you know, the underdog and what isn't right. It's very brave energy. And so it's interesting because Pluto and Jupiter in Capricorn like rules the establishment. It rules governments and institutions and you know, the boss, the people who tell us what to do, the authorities. And it's squaring this Mercury in Aries, which makes me think that we're going to have a lot more, I guess, protesting. A lot more people going like, wait a minute, is this true? Is this what's happening? Questioning reality. It's interesting because it's squaring directly with this part of the chart with where Jupiter and Pluto are that does represent the institutions. It does represent the, you know, the lawmakers and the people who, like Bill Gates has come out now because he's an expert on medical health and whatnot. And he's come out and talked about how the only time that we're going to be, I would say an authority. He's representing authority. We put him on the news. We listen to him to let him tell us what to believe. And it's definitely him coming up and telling us that, you know, none of this is going to change until we have the vaccine. But worry not, because we're making the vaccine. So soon we can all be mandatorily vaccinated and then we'll all be safe from this, the unseen enemy, the dreaded virus. Interestingly, though, is that people are not falling for it. There's a lot of people that are coming up and speaking out about, like, why are we listening to Bill Gates? Like, his hands are so far into the big pharma vaccine industry that it's just super obvious if you follow the money why he would be invested in this. But yet, you know, he's up there and he's the establishment. So him being part of that and then having the Aries, you know, the rebel voice, actually, like, that could even be me right now speaking out against it and saying, hey, should we be watching this guy? Should this be where we get our information from? That's sort of the rebel voice going, you know, question things. It's interesting because I imagine there's a lot of polarization like this going on in relationships in general, even in my own house. My hubby is got a Mercury in Capricorn, and he's a very practical, pragmatic thinker. And I've got my Mercury in Sagittarius, and I'm like, you know, kind of a sweeping thinker. I like the big picture. I want the total truth. I want, like, I'm kind of like always seeking truth, always seeking what the real answers are. Forever. That's how I've been. And he's sort of like, well, let's see, what is the truth? Oh, that's what they say the truth is? Good times. That's good. Let's just move on. It's not a concern of his. So there's been this like definite discord in our relationship since all this has been going on, because I get all fired up about things quite often and feel like, wait a minute, this isn't true, or that's not true, or did you hear about this, or did you hear about that? And I'm like, I'm actually like, you know, I'm drawn to the information. I seek it out and it comes to me. Whereas he, you know, that's not his field of interest. He's a much more grounded individual. He's learning about, you know, what next to invest in and all these things, but completely different ways of looking at things. So there is, and he's, you know, that's the Capricorn energy with the Aries energy. And the Aries and Sagittarius are a fire sign. So it's a similar kind of energy, and we're squaring each other. We're not like, I mean, at the end of the day, we've been squaring each other our whole relationship on things like this. So it's not that big of a deal. But it does, it's kind of being reflected out in the greater society right now as well. So, you know, you can still find common ground, and you can still know that everybody, there are so many realities going on right now, and you've got yours and I've got mine and they've got theirs. It's just for some reason with this, maybe it's the anchor of Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter and everything being in Capricorn like that is making kind of the variances of reality like very obvious. And we also have, you know, we also have the internet. So we're no longer, you know, we can't just pick up the corner or the paper on the corner and then we got to read what they tell us in the paper and that's it. Now we have the internet. Now we can, yes, they can pull videos that they don't like the, you know, there's lots of censorship going on YouTube or Google or whatever they don't like. Even Pinterest, I was reading about Pinterest and they won't put anything that's anti-vaccine on Pinterest. If you're anti-vaccine and you make a pin about it, it's gone. You don't even get a chance. Oh no, they don't get rid of it, but they won't show it to anybody. It gets blocked. So there is censorship everywhere. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., actually, who used to be a big proponent of vaccines, started to do research because people kept sending him stuff and saying, you should research this. You should research this. And he did. And now he felt like it was criminal not to come out and speak about the damages done and, you know, like the 400,000 girls in India that were given polio by the polio vaccine thing that Bill Gates brought in. All this stuff is out there for us to learn if we look. And once you look, you can't unsee. So there's that sort of, we're in a world now where we can see if we look. Maybe before we couldn't see, even if we did look, because there's only one thing to look at. But now there's so many things to look at. So as Jupiter and Pluto are conjoined, there is that pulling out the roots of the things that are wrong and bringing up justice and truth and all those things as well. That's one layer. There's another layer where the world is trying to control our actions and tell us what to do. The Pluto, you know, there's that, like the dark side. The Pluto is the expanding, Jupiter's expanding Pluto's control. It likes to be in control of everything. So we're being told what to do and how far to stand near each other and what, like literally where we can go and things like that. So that layer of reality is definitely going to start to be, I think, bucked because of the energy from Aries and Mercury that's going on right now. So, and then the square between Mercury and on the 25th, that's definitely a day to watch for. Saturday, there's definitely unrest, I would say, discordance even, but it's going to trigger some kind of action. And hopefully it's going to be the action that will liberate us and that will free us, because that's ultimately what we're here to do right now, I think, is to liberate. And if you can stay grounded and tapped into what your truth is, and even if you don't know the truth, doesn't matter, you just need to like come into your center and breathe and stay calm and focus on what you want to create. Focus on how you will recreate yourself right now. The 26th, we also have another day. The weekend is going to be a shaky, volatile, unpredictable thing. But it could bring good things in too. Even though it's unpredictable, there's opportunity for lucky things to come too. We have Uranus and the Sun on the 26th, the Sunday, conjoined. That, and then we have the Moon, and so it's a good day, but there's just this sort of like volatility. You might feel like anxious. That can bring up anxiety. Uranus energy is very electric, right? So it's like, oh, I got to do something. I got to express. I've got to make change. I've got to innovate. I've got to break the rules. I've got to free myself from restriction. So we've got that going on, which we've kind of always got going on anyway right now, but this is definitely intensified. And then we have a lovely trine from the Moon to Mars, which will give us like courage and energy, and it will be conjoining, the Moon will also be conjoining Venus, which will be a wonderful, like the Venus adds sort of a gentle value. It adds value and we can see what we're doing. And so it could be a very productive weekend. Like, you know, plant the seeds and then plan on working your ass off this weekend. Do whatever it takes. And make sure you have lots of lovely breaks with contentment. Make sure that you tap into, you know, putting your feet on the grass and like making lovely soups and or stew or something delicious. Have a cinnamon bun or something that you find very soothing. Like have hot baths or sit in the sun, smell the spring air, whatever it you can and make something creative. This energy will be so, so supportive to us while we're going ahead with this unprecedented changes that we're all making, while we're coming into our own independence, while we're figuring out how we can use all the tools we've collected to help uplift everyone around us. Because once we're grounded, once we can, you know, feel safe in our center, which having a routine and something you come back to every day, like I've all of a sudden taken to making my bed every morning. Like somehow, just the very act of making my bed in the morning, and then I go down and I do yoga and I feel grounded. And it's helped me move past this sort of emotional turmoil I was in for leaving a place I loved. Instead, I was able to, well, it took a while. It didn't just happen overnight, but now I'm back to feeling like, okay, everything's good. We're back to creating reality with a nice, calm, content mind. And I think we can all tap into that right now. We definitely can. So don't forget to make your Taurus new moon wishes. It is such a powerful time that we're all in. And you're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. You came now and you've been, you know, preparing this whole lifetime. So now's your time. Now's your chance. Now's the chance to tap into wealth and joy and abundance and freedom and power. We can all tap into our own personal power. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions or if you'd like to have your own chart reading done, I'm still offering the mini readings for $30. If you're interested in that, there's a few days wait for me to, well, it's actually more like 5 days at this point. But if you do want to have it done, it can be very helpful to see what's going on and how you can tap into your own higher good during this process that we're all going through right now as a collective. So thank you so much for listening. Please be sure to check back to stay tuned into the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. Many blessings.